ഹലോ എവ്രിവൺ, ഐ ആം ഡോക്ടർ സി ജെ വർഗീസ് വെൽക്കമിംഗ് ഓൾ ഓഫ് യു ടു ദി ഗ്ലോബൽ ജി എൻ എം ഹെൽത്ത് ടിപ്സ് ഡേ 262. ഫോർ ദി ലാസ്റ്റ് 3 days വി വർ ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദി ഹീലിംഗ് ഫേസ് സിംറ്റംസ് ഓഫ് ദി ബയോളജിക്കൽ സ്പെഷ്യൽ പ്രോഗ്രാം ഓഫ് ദി ബ്രോങ്കിയൽ മ്യൂക്കോസ. ടുഡേ ഓൾസോ ഐ തോട്ട് വി വിൽ കണ്ടിന്യൂ വിത്ത് ഇറ്റ്. Why I want to request you all to pay more attention to this topic is because the biological conflicts of male territorial fear conflict and the female scare fright conflict are very commonly found conflicts in every ordinary human life. As a result, the affections on the bronchial mucosa and the laryngeal mucosa are also very, very common. What I mean is that the symptoms of CFAs and the healing phase of the SBSS of these organs are perhaps the most commonly found symptoms in medical practice, or by the same reason in every family. Till Dr. Hammer discovered the 5 biological laws of nature and established the German new medicine, no medical practitioner understood properly what is a cough. Then what to speak about pneumonia? After having learned the SBSS of the larynx mucosa and the bronchial mucosa, we understand that the cough is a symptom of the healing phase of either larynx mucosa or the bronchial mucosa with inflammation of the respective tissues. Then we understand that the biological conflict is either the male territorial fear conflict or female scare fright conflict. The most important thing to remember from now onwards is whether the person who coughs is a male or a female, right-handed or left-handed, and whether the person is a male with low testosterone status or a female with a low estrogen status. Please go back to the SBSS of larynx mucosa and bronchial mucosa programs to be thorough with the respective organs affected and the respective biological conflicts that will trigger those programs. Today we will concentrate on pneumonia, a common frightening symptom during the healing phase of the bronchial mucosa program. We already found that the pneumonia is nothing but bronchitis with the syndrome. Without knowing this GNM revelation, the conventional medicine gives different causes, mainly microbial pathogenicity, for the pneumonia. The most common type of pneumonia is said to be viral pneumonia. Sometimes they say bacterial pneumonia. For example, Legionnaire's disease was a type of pneumonia not much heard about in India. There was a large convention in Philadelphia of the American Legion in 1976. When many people who attended it got pneumonia, they called the disease as Legionnaire's disease, where the main symptom of the disease was a pneumonia. Nobody knew the territorial conflict that was resolved together. Nowadays, the pneumonia said to be caused by virus is very notorious. They call those viruses with different names. For example, when a large number of people together resolved their territorial fear and scare fright conflicts after the First World War, there happened the Spanish flu pandemic, and they called the Coccetti virus as influenza virus. All similar pandemics of our time, like SARS, the bird flu, the swine flu, etc., are said to be caused by viruses. They call them with different names. All cases of pneumonia allegedly caused by SARS-CoV-2 or severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2 were related to the SARS outbreak of 2003. When there are affections of deeper bronchial tissues during conflict active phase, such cases they call as bacterial pneumonia. In all so-called viral pneumonias, including the pneumonia said to have emerged from Wuhan province of China, There were incidences of resolution of the territorial fear conflicts and existence conflict together to cause the bronchitis and pneumonia in a large number of people. It was the same in the case of HIV/AIDS, where also there were a large number of people who died of pneumonia. Dr. Hammer had said, AIDS symptoms are the result of the invention of AIDS. The joint frightening by the media, the governments led by politicians, the so-called scientists supported by big pharma businessmen, and the World Health Organization controlled by such pharma industrialists, etc., make the population suffer from scare fright conflicts, territorial fear conflicts, existence conflicts, etc. When the death fright conflict was severe, in the case of HIV/AIDS, there were involvement of lungs and thus lung cancer, lung tuberculosis, lung emphysema, etc. were the results. We can only hope the humanity will recognize the discoveries of Dr. I.K. J.L. Hammer and their influence on the health of the common people. Friends, let us examine our own conscience and see whether there is believable rational explanations in GNM and its five biological laws of nature in general and in the so-called diseases of the lungs, especially of those of the larynx and bronchi in particular. If found rational, it is your moral duty to apply them in your own life and in the lives of your own near and dear ones. Then how can one remain so lethargic about spreading this great knowledge to all people across the globe? Please try in your own way to grow the size of our global GNM family at the earliest. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.